The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Here it is Thursday already. The week's getting by. Divine prerogatives. God told Moses to stand back, to take the shoes off of his feet because the ground wherein he was standing was holy ground. There are certain divine prerogatives in areas that are God's, and we are not to infringe upon them. That is our theme of discussion today and has been this week. First, we notice that worship is a divine prerogative. We are to worship God and Him only. We are to beware lest we elevate anything in competition with the God who made us. And two, we notice authority. God has all authority. Jesus said all authority in heaven and earth was His. So we need to realize that. If He has all authority, that leaves none for me or any other human being. It doesn't leave room for a denomination to say what they would like to say, but only authority that we have is to go to the Word of God and seek it out. Not the opinions or the traditions or ideas or creeds of men, but the Word of God. He has all authority, and that Word will judge us in the last day. And so now we come to a third consideration today, a divine prerogative, and I turn to James chapter 4 to read verse 11 and 12 in our hearing. He says, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou wilt judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgeth another?" It sounds to me like that this is a divine prerogative, judging, judgment. God is the one lawgiver, and so therefore God is the one who can ultimately judge in the final sense of the word. So let's leave that in God's hands. There are certain things that we may know when God speaks, but God is the judge, and we must leave it that way. I find in the book of John, chapter 5, where our Lord said in verse 22, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Of course, we know Jesus said, "He that has seen me has seen the Father," in the Gospel of John. And so when we talk about Jesus, we're talking about deity, we're talking about God. And thus, in verse 27, we read of this fifth chapter of John, "And hath given unto him authority," he's talking about the Son of God, "the Father hath given unto him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God." Emmanuel, talking about God in this form. In the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, as Paul preached, not John, but the book of Acts, pardon me, as Paul preached on Mars Hill, he brought his message to conclusion by saying that God at one time overlooked such ignorance of idolatry. But verse 31 says that there's a day of judgment coming. All men must repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. So Jesus will be the judge as he judges the world. The Father judges the world through Jesus, the Son of God. I find in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, where the apostle says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Yes, there is one lawgiver and there is one judge. We can read the Word of God and see what this God says, and God cannot lie, and we can know the guidelines of that judgment when it comes. But as far as being the judge is concerned, we are not the judge. There is one lawgiver, there is one judge. And in the person of Jesus, God will judge the world. Are we ready for that time? Are we taking this judgment upon ourselves? There are certain divine prerogatives that are God's. Thank you for listening today.